Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. New Mexico lawmakers are racing to approve a law that allows nurses licensed in New Mexico to work in participating states and vice versa. New Mexico has until the end of today to join a new nurse licensure compact that is shared with at least 25 other states as an older agreement expires. Republican State Senator Stuart Ingle of Portales is sponsoring the bill and says the compact is crucial for outlying areas that depend on nurses who cross state lines. The bill was scheduled for a House vote today before it can be signed by Governor Susana Martinez. Senate approval on Wednesday was unanimous. Joining Las Cruces and dozens of other cities, the Flagstaff City Council this week took a stand against President Donald Trump's proposed wall along the Mexico border. Here's Fronteras reporter Laura Morales.
The council voted 5-2 on a resolution that calls for a ban on business with border wall contractors. The Arizona chapter of Associated General Contractors spoke out against the resolution, saying it would unconstitutionally blacklist contractors and cost Flagstaff taxpayers by limiting competition for bids. Councilman Charlie Odegaard, who voted against the resolution, questioned what impact the wall has on northern Arizona. Mayor Coral Evans used the analogy of the Civil War, saying what would have happened if the North hadn't paid attention to what was happening in the South. Flagstaff joins 30 other cities, counties, and tribal nations that have passed similar resolutions. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
In more news, the White House has announced the end of Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, for people in the U.S. from El Salvador. Many Salvadorans came to the states after earthquakes devastated the country in 2001. Davis Land takes a look at what that decision means for the city of Houston, where many workers from El Salvador are helping with the Hurricane Harvey recovery.
Houston has a high population of Salvadorans, so we wanted to take a closer look at how losing a significant portion of that population might affect the city.
I think the conversation is a very different one that we would have had 2 years ago, especially given what has occurred in Houston with Harvey.
That's Laura Murillo. She heads the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She says in the past, TPS may have just settled into another partisan debate about immigration, but the issue now in Houston has become a serious reality.
People want to get back into their homes. People want their businesses back up and running.
Murillo says a lot of the skilled labor needed for Harvey recovery, home construction, flood mitigation, what have you, that work is done by Hispanic workers. Murillo says one big concern among the businesses she's talked to is if the estimated 20,000 Salvadorans living in Houston, 20% of which work in construction, if they have to leave, who will be left to fill those jobs?
I think an important note is that we must understand that for every action, there is a reaction and there are consequences. In this particular case, the consequence is an economic one as it relates to the labor workforce, which we know in Houston, we already have a shortage. That has been magnified by Hurricane Harvey.
Stan Merrick heads a large construction subcontracting company called Merrick Brothers. He says they're already feeling the labor shortage, both in general and because of the demand after Harvey.
We're quite large. We have over 1,000 employees here in Houston, and so our labor force today is probably 75-80% Latino.
Merrick has a few dozen people on TPS in his company.
If the TPS is revoked and a year from now they don't have legal status, then I will have to terminate them. My fear is that if these people do lose their status, they're not going to go back to their home countries. They're going to go to work, and they'll have to go to work in what's called the underground economy.
Merrick says when people work off the books, for cash, no taxes or corporate benefits, they end up earning less, which ultimately makes it harder for companies like his to compete. It's in his interest for workers on TPS to stay at his company. One of Merrick's employees is Pedro Cerritos. When he first got to the U.S. from El Salvador, he had to work in that underground cash-only economy. Now, 20 years later, he has temporary protected status. He's a supervisor at Merrick. He's got a family, 3 kids. He says he tries not to think about the TPS decision too much.
But on the other hand, you have to start be prepared, you know, yourself to in case that happens. So my line is gonna change, you know, because you know right now I'm kind of established already, you know, with the mortgage and I got vacation, my 401k, you know, the benefits. So if that status is taken away, you know, it's like a start all over again.
With the way things now stand, Salvadorans like Cerritos have until September 2019, when their status will run out. When that happens, they'll either have to return to El Salvador or find another way to stay here. In Houston, I'm Davis Land.